Let's go to Mick Bell. Morning to you, Mick.
Hi, Andrew. How are you?
Good, mate. Hey, what about last Sunday, Thoroughbred Weekly? Are you and a guitar and singing songs? What in the hell's going on there, Mick?
Yeah, it's, life's stranger than fiction, isn't it?
Duff was telling me when Kevin Forrester was there and you got the guitar out, they didn't know what was going to go on, mate. But you're obviously, you love singing.
I've had a sort of half career as a cover band singer, just part time. But like, you have to be of a certain standard to get a job doing that too.
Yeah, no, exactly. Where are you standing right now?
Just got back. I've just walked into the stables here at the Gold Coast.
Okay,
so and, I'm just putting my head over the stable door and seeing Jungle Edge right as we speak.
And how's he look to you, mate? I know you're probably...
He looks great. Look, I didn't go home till Monday, and he pulled up really good on the Sunday, and he's been in constant contact with the horse, and yeah, no, really happy with how he is. Really happy.
Look, mate, we're on a heavy eight ride now with the issues that they've had with the track. So, I mean, it's a case of... I guess it's a heavy eight, but it's not a true heavy eight, if you know what I mean. Like, it's the thatch issue that they've got the issue with, but and there's kickback and things like that. So it's a different heavy eight compared to what the horse has probably been racing on.
Yeah, he's raced on a lot of heavy tracks, though, all different sorts of heavy tracks, and none of them have ever worried him. The only thing that worries him is hard tracks.
Yep.
So I'd be surprised if he doesn't handle it, but like, as you say, every track's different that you go on. But I think if he's up there making his own luck, it should play into our favour. But when he was running at Rose Hill and Randwick, you know, that those tracks were pretty. They were pretty bad tracks.
Yeah, they were.
Especially Rose Hill, I think. Probably, if they had a 12 rating, it would have been a 12.
I think.
I know what you're talking about. That this is different. This is more of a shifty sort of a track. But he's handled kind of every sort of he's run on a lot of heavy tracks.
Yeah, no, I understand. What did you think when you saw barrier 14 of 14 as it was at the stage when the field came out?
I wasn't that worried because, I've never been to. Eagle Farm, but when I was on that race and retro last week, I mentioned that we didn't know what barrier we'd draw and all those sort of things, and Bernadette Cooper made a real point of saying that you can win from outside barriers there. So I haven't worried about it too much.
No.
I think we'll start. Usually we begin like a rocket, so see what happens. Like, it's a horse race, but I'm quite confident he'll run well.
And it gives you that backup, and then you've got the 2 weeks into the Stradbroke, so the timing suits as well.
Yeah, it all suits, but obviously he'd have to run well tomorrow to continue that. But I think he will, and he really likes it here at the Gold Coast, just like he likes it at Rose Hill. So, hopefully it all goes well. Hopefully we run well enough to continue our dream.
Well, it's been a great dream with everything that's unfolded around the horse and Kevin Forrester's story and yours, Mick. I knew you before, obviously, this horse came along, but many people didn't. But they certainly know Mick Bell now. So I'm going to ask you for one thing, Mick.
What's that?
You're going to leave us with a song?
Maybe next time. I tell you, ring me up if the horse wins on Monday. I'll do two songs for you.
Beauty, mate. You go. I knew I'd be
I'll
testing.
Have the guitar ready and everything.
I have the guitar ready, but for people that haven't seen it, go and Google it because it was on Thoroughbred Weekly last Sunday and it was very, very entertaining. Let's hope the horse is equally as entertaining tomorrow. Good luck to you, Mick.
Maybe if he wins, I can do the national anthem for him for the Stradbroke.
Well, that would be incredible.
I always wanted to do a national anthem?
Well, the warning goes out. As soon as I finish the show at 10, I'm going to text the Brisbane Racing Club's Bart Sinclair and say, Mick Bell wants to sing the national anthem. It would be great to do it on Stratty Days. We'll get you a gig, mate.
Okay.
Good on you, mate.
That'd be good.
Good luck, mate. Good luck tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Andrew. Thanks
a lot, mate.